Speculation about whether LAUSD Superintendent John Daisy would resign is over. Daisy handed in his resignation this morning by issuing a joint statement with the school board. Former LAUSD head Ramon Cortinez has been named as his interim replacement. We have reactions to the resignation from South Los Angeles. But first, Taylor Haney reports that the battle to fill Daisy's spot permanently has already begun.
United Teachers Los Angeles held a press conference today calling for transparency in the process of selecting the next superintendent. Daisy's tenure has been marked by improved graduation rates along with missteps in the district's iPad program and scheduling fiascos in South LA schools. But union president Alex Caputo Pearl wouldn't comment on any of that. Instead, he pointed to the union's philosophical differences with Daisy.
The new superintendent is going to have to believe in shared decision making and is going to have to invite all stakeholders to the table to shape how public education works in Los Angeles.
Caputo Pearl would not say who they'd like to be the next permanent superintendent. He only reiterated what the union wants for LA schools. Smaller class sizes, better pay, and
we want a teacher evaluation, development, and support method that actually works and respects teachers as professionals. We want a well-rounded curriculum with art, music, ethnic studies, and other courses. And we want an end to the unjust system of teacher jail.
Daisy himself covered none of the district's problems in a written statement today. He said he resigned because he is exhausted and wants to stop neglecting his health and his family. Mayor Garcetti thanked Daisy for his service in a separate statement and cited rising test scores during Daisy's 3-year tenure. An LA Unified official said the board voted 6-1 in favor of Daisy stepping down and unanimously agreed to bring in LAUSD veteran Ray Cortinez for the interim position. He'll start next week, leading the country's second-largest school district. The district said Daisy will remain on the payroll on special assignment for the rest of the year, but did not elaborate. Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.